I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Not a lot of people know this, but Adam has a massive, massive office here. You have to ring a bell. You have to have a code. You have to agree that you cannot look him in the eye. When you set up that office years and years ago, did you feel like the garbage can should be on the right side of the room or the left side of the room?
Left side of the room.
Left
I want it
side.
To my left.
You are a right-hander, though, correct?
No, I'm a lefty.
Explains a lot.
A lot of people in their cars going, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, no kidding. Bernie, Warren, AOC. Wait, so you throw the ball?
No. I'm left-handed. Writing, eating, shooting a gun, bow and arrow, pool. But I'm a right-handed golfer.
Well,
exactly. Maybe I should be a
lefty. I think we've discovered the problem with golf here.
Golf, hockey, baseball, all right. Throw right.
Wow.
It's very strange.
Yeah, I mean, you've got some
such
diversity here.
Such is my existence.
It fits with you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, it was politics. Cook, I mean, lefty.
That's whichever way the wind's blowing.
Yeah, that's true.
Mr. Populist.
Oh, yeah, that's you. Seeking out people, trying to see what they're having to say. Okay. Let's go. Hit the calls, Dan.
Hey, Adam, my wife is going through menopause. She's having hot flashes. You got any advice for me?
Wow. That's an important question.
That is an important question. I got to tread lightly here.
Why is that?
Well, I don't want to say anything, you know, that would be deemed offensive.
This is what you do on a regular basis.
Things that are deemed
offensive?
You're
a shock jock.
Yes, you know me.
Why would you stop now?
Right.
Shock,
hot
shock.
Take on menopause, right here.
Pro or con?
I just tread lightly. That's my advice to anybody. But it's a difficult situation for a woman going through menopause, and I would think that exacerbating it with annoyances from a husband or a boyfriend or children would only make it worse.
Would you say?
You know, there's an old saying, Chad, that I've heard: nobody's happy unless mom's happy.
Would you say this? Would this be allowed? Get over it?
No.
Because we've got a texter who's texted us about the death of 9 people in a helicopter in a fiery crash, including 3 teenagers, and the texter said this, get over it. Would you say that to the missus?
I would not.
Dan, how about you?
No. Whatever she needs, whatever comfort you can provide, that's what you're doing in that situation, and you're not arguing at all.
I was just about to ask Adam a question. Glad you warned me. He was a lefty. Yeah, I mean, it may...
Well, I can still answer it, can I? I mean...
Ask Adam anything. Why did kamikaze pilots wear helmets? Joel from Redwood Falls. That's a very good question.
Wasn't that a curve, too, when a guy claimed his father was a kamikaze pilot, but he lived? Well, he's not a kamikaze pilot then. I think that was one of the curves. Yeah, there was a moment
where... I can't believe I don't remember that. I believe you, but I don't remember.
A kamikaze pilot, but he survived and he was still living. Well, he's not a kamikaze pilot then. I don't know. I assume maybe there was Japanese... Air Force regulations that required
at that point, them to wear helmets. when you're giving your life on a mission, you still should wear the helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, who knows Japanese pilot regulations, Dan, better than to ask Adam anything?
That'd be the first place I'd go.
Hey, I've seen Midway. I've zeros.
Does Adam
the first Midway? By the way, I haven't seen the new one. Have you seen? Did you see the new Midway?
No, I did not. No, I did not. Does Adam have a button under the door that locks like Matt Lauer
no,
had?
No, I don't.
No. And Matt Lauer is adamant that he never had that. And when you think
I thought there were stories that they all had some, and it wasn't as sinister as it was made out to be.
There were both items that a lot of people had it, but then when Lauer spoke, I remember when Ronan Farrow, former guest of the show, wrote that again. Lauer responded and said he didn't have this. To the texter, I'm pretty sure, yeah, this is the texter. The texter keeps saying, get over it. I thought this was KFAN. Well, first of all, considering the success my former station is having, that's a compliment. Second of all, yeah, nobody's talking about the Kobe Bryant situation. Nobody's talking about a helicopter going down. Yeah. Nobody's talking about teenage girls dying. Nobody's talking about why this made such an impact. I'll go back to my previous text to this person. You must be a true jackass. You get all sorts of feedback here if you text us at 651-989-9226. I'm going to say this, so ask Adam anything. It's off to good, sir. I'm not sure he really answered the menopause one very
well. Yes, I did.
You just said get away?
I said tread carefully.
No, I didn't. I said make sure the person affected is as comfortable as possible when you are around them. Don't exacerbate any problems.
You think that's my policy towards you?
No. Jerk. Listen, jerk. What do you do for a living?
It's one of my father's best. Still among his best with somebody who's driving. And he was really bothered about him. What a farmer that
yes,
guy is.
Yes.
Farmer.
One of my great Sid stories when he cut somebody off and then the guy honked and he was, you jackass. Like, now you were at fault there. But
he's just weaving.
Who am I to say?
He's weaving in and out. And then, what's this guy mad about?
Say?
How do you feel, ask Adam anything, about double dating? Ooh. How do you feel about double dating?
Well, it depends on where you are with your date. I mean, if it's an early one, then most definitely you want to kind of have that cushion.
Cushion. You want
two
another
other
person
people to talk to.
Okay.
In this case, at this texter, I think I recognize the number and I know specifically what this texter is talking about.
Oh.
I'm totally against it.
Well, you need to give us more than that.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Does this texter mean two dates in one night?
No. No. It's a weekend commitment, and
Dan, this is an F.
Sounds like there's a heck of a backstory here.
Hit the buzzer. Ask Adam anything. Can't be. Maybe.
I just said in this specific case, I'm against it. And if you know what specific case I'm talking about, then you know
you'd also be against it. Okay, so you think let's say all of a sudden out of nowhere the lobster comes to her senses, looks at you, and says, what in the hell am I doing? Okay. Kicks you to the curb. And then, you know, you would be in the fetal position for a while because Jen's a great, great catch. And I don't want this to happen, obviously. So you go on a date. And then I say, hey, how about the four of us on your second date? You think you're ready to do that early in the relationship? To go out with a second person, another couple on date number two?
I think is it better on the first date?
Oh, on the first.
To have two other people. Because then they see you in your natural environment. It's kind of like
being
in the jungle and seeing seeing some sort of monkey like in its natural environment. I mean, you wouldn't want to see the monkey in an empty room where like, well, that's not, the monkey's acting weird because there's nothing else in the room for the monkey to play with. But if you see the monkey in the jungle, you see the monkey in its natural habitat, is what I'm saying. You see me talking to other people and being the gregarious person that I am, and you really see me for who I am.
Did you take all your meds today or just some of them? Because what is the monkey doing in the empty room?
You can cut the pills in half.
That's what I'd like to know. Why is that monkey in the empty room?
Who left the monkey there? Was that intentional? Did they just forget?
As long as we're talking dating, I do have another dating call.
Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
Hi, Adam. Let's say you went on three really fun dates with someone that you connected with super well. Then after the third one, they essentially ghost you.
Uh-oh.
How long would you wait to see if they were going to respond to you ever or reach out to you? I guess really, well, my question is, at what point would you say it's good to cut your losses and move on? Thanks.
Well, is there a monkey in the room, too, I'd ask?
First of all, I'd like to thank that caller from phoning in from the International Space Station.
Space Force.
Yeah, three. That's tough. I mean, if you have three dates and you think it goes well and you get ghosted, is it the timing you wait? I mean, if you're not hearing like in a week, I'd give it 2 weeks. And then if you haven't heard anything nowadays, I mean, you're constantly connected. So, you know, unless you're in the International Space Station, then That would be tough.
Maybe that's it. Maybe this person is having phone issues because the phone line sounded terrible. Maybe this person is connecting and this person's phone doesn't allow it.
Possibly. Or the other part of that, you know, you talk about being connected all the time, then how much texting and not getting a response is too much texting and not getting a response?
Well, that's okay. What is okay after a successful first date? Ask Adam anything. What should you do? How soon should you then text this person? You have a very good first date, set up whatever it might be, and you say your goodbyes at night. When do you then communicate with this person? When is the right time? Do you do it on the ride home? Do you do it the next morning? Do you give them a few days? What do you do?
Well, you know me. I'm plugged into the young people nowadays, and I would guess.
I'm not sure this is just young people
issue.
Like,
well, no, not. But I think it translates because we like that instant gratification, and I think you're well. I don't think it's too creepy to send a text later that night saying, you know what, I had a really great time, and you are a very nice person. Here's a couple of pictures.
I was going to say, when do you start sending the naked pictures? Is that like the next day or what?
No, I mean, you got to know what you're dealing with, right?
What if one of the pictures is you naked, another one is the monkey in the room?
Why is the monkey in an empty room?
Garrett is a mobile. Garrett, you're on with Ask Adam Anything.
Well, Adam, I'm wondering if you'd like to take over Chad's job permanently.
Oh, yeah. You know it. You know
I'm here.
I'm
you know
gunning
that,
for him.
The question is, Garrett, do you want Adam to take over?
No, he hung up already.
Oh, he left? Oh, man.
Okay, so they come.
I think this laugh said it all.
I think it kind of
did. That was a maniacal laugh.
That was.
He's with me. He wants me in.
He's with the guy who put the monkey in the room, I think. Shannon comes to you and says,
We've had this hypothetical.
We want to switch. We want to switch. But here's what. You can either let Chad join the news team or he's out of here. So you get the show, and she gives you the option. I can switch him over to the news team, or I can just dump him.
Well, I wouldn't want you to lose a gig. So
you're
yeah,
taking my gig, though.
I'm taking your gig, but you're taking my gig. Who's to say mine isn't better than yours? Pull out your paycheck. What do you got? What do you make?
Well, consider
what are you pulling down in a year?
Considering I forgot to bring my wallet today and Cook had to help me out, there's really not a lot to...
You're better than that.
Not really lately. I don't think I am. I'll be in that corner over there. You could still doing the show. So, okay, Shannon does that. Gives you. Can I be the newsman on this show?
Yes. Role reversal. I still think we should do that.
Someday. I would do that. Yeah. I would do that. Would you trust me at that point? I mean, now I'm the crushed.
Well, we know one thing.
Host.
We wouldn't get any local connection stories.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I wouldn't have done that stupid Winona Ryder one, okay? Hey, Winona, you haven't been relevant in how long? Let's go do something.
Stranger Things. She's pretty relevant in that.
I haven't watched it. It's all going to be about what I watched. And
which is part of the problem since you're having all kinds of trouble watching anything.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to have somebody else write it for me as you once used to do, Carter. You once used to write the news for somebody, and I'll just be getting, wow, the president is in an impeachment trial.
It was a new theory we were trying. You're surprised by the news as the listeners are.
That is CCL. All right. Plenty of text coming in. We've got more phone calls for Ask Adam Anything. Don't forget the great Harvey McKay at 105 on CCL. Did Chad just ask you to be in a foursome?
I hope not.
Is that a no, then, if I did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about that kind of double date.
There's a question about Santa and Tiger that I don't really think we can get to. Somebody says, we think Sid should do the news. That would be pretty good. Why don't we do that one of the days on a Friday?
Sure.
On a Friday. When, let's say, the world isn't completely, you know, I don't think we want my father to say, there's a nuclear bomb heading our way.
Can I come in and do the sports huddle then on a Sunday?
Oh, for sure. But, I mean, let's be honest.
Give away some gift certificates.
How many people are more recognizable in the state of Minnesota than my father? How many people? Is the governor more recognizable? No.
I don't think so.
No. Right? No Prince now.
Right.
Jesse's part-time here. Is my father now the most recognizable person who's a full-time resident? I mean, obviously, Vikings, you don't see him a lot. Like, Cousins was at a Gopher basketball game. By the way, left at halftime. Make up your own joke. I don't think anybody around him knew it was Kirk Cousins. And my point is, if you're going to find out where our life is about to end from a nuclear bomb, would you want to hear it on CCO from my father?
Of course.
Carter?
I guess.
Right? I mean, you know, I don't know. If you could do anything, what would it be? Network reporter, SI writer, pro football player?
Out of those three?
Yeah, those
well,
are the
ones. If I'm going to pick one out of those three.
Yep. We saw you in a football helmet last week.
I guess at the age of 40, almost 45, I don't think pro football player would be in the equation.
Tom Brady is 42.
Right.
You've done the whole 30 a couple times. What's the difference in that and TB12?
Right. I don't have his doctor working for me.
Looks shaky.
Kicked out of the facility. I'd say about network reporter.
Network reporter.
Yeah. Of course, foreign correspondent.
Foreign correspondent. Have you ever been to Europe?
I have.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about my trip off air.
Thank you. Dan, I think we have another caller.
Hey, Adam. So I have a little dilemma. I just started a new job, and I really like it. But my assistant, she's very crabby all the time. She's a crab ass. So it's kind of bringing me down, and I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do?
End of message.
Trust me. I know what that feeling's like, working with somebody's crabby a lot of the time.
Yeah, as do I.
Hmm.
You could try to buy your way to a better relationship. I mean, take her out to a lunch, you know, say. Or just, you know, come straight at it. Cut the problem off, you know, meet it head on and say, look, you've got an attitude problem and you're my assistant. You work for me. It's my way
or the
highway.
Okay. Now, I believe she said she's just started, right? So if you just start, do you want to rock the boat that way?
Well, if you want the situation to improve, she is the assistant is the subordinate, right?
I would assume. So which is it? Call her out.
I wouldn't say calling her out.
Or buy her off with kindness because you're giving us.
Yeah, I'd try. Flies to honey, whatever that means. I don't know. Bees to honey, is it? Or
it has to do with the monkey in the room. When have you ever tried to buy me off when I'm in a crabby mood?
I don't think I have.
You don't have that much money?
I don't have the financial wherewithal to do that.
No, what you do is you buy him a can of Pepsi,
yeah.
See?
Yeah. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And by the way, I'm right-handed and I shoot pool left-handed.
Thank you.
Not weird.
Yeah.
Kathy in Lino Lakes. Kathy, you know, don't know him.
I am weird. Chiefs, baby. Chiefs are going to win.
We might need some action on that one. Because I'm a 49er right now. As a lefty, do you feel discriminated against? Do you think even held back by your condition?
I think they're referring to the political aspect of that.
No, I'm not sure. They are.
Oh. Yes, you know what? You know how? Desks in high school. Remember they have those half desks? And very, very rarely would you find the left-handed half desk. It was always
That's true.
You know? And you'd have to I think I've got lumbar problems. Based on those desks in high school.
Why don't you break down what the lumbar is for us here?
That's the lower part of the back.
Lower part. Have you ever had one of those vibrators, right? Where it kind of...
What you do in your time? I have not, no. Is that like one of those big belts we talk about, you know, the workout where you just get the big belt and it just shakes your midsection?
Maybe, okay, with the post shows, and I greatly appreciate if folks take the time to watch our post shows. On at Chad Hartman Show on Twitter. Maybe Dan, it's up to Dan, the producer, to find two of those. The vibrating belt, and we do the post show while we're standing in the vibrating belt.
You have to have, like, white boxer shorts that are pulled up over your belly, a muscle, or like a wife beater.
I know. I was waiting if you're going to go with the wife beater.
And a cigar in your mouth while you've got that belt thing going on.
Adam, could you dress like Corey H?
No chance could I pull that off.
Can't get in those jeans?
I couldn't get those jeans over one of my legs.
All right, one more call.
Hi, Adam. Driving down the freeway, plenty of traffic around. Have to go to the bathroom. There's not a bathroom available within reach. What do I do?
Okay. You're driving down the highway.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. I don't know which bathroom
That's
he's talking
about. That's
what I'm wondering. Is it
one or two? One or two.
Well, you got to answer that. And there's no bathroom anywhere nearby.
You're stuck in traffic.
Yes.
Just go.
In the car?
Yeah. I mean, is there a Sunny D bottle available anywhere? Or?
What if it's number two? Ask well, Adam anything. You're not going to do
that. I might
know
somebody in my life who's...
has pooped in the car while driving.
Well, is it a gastrointestinal attack?
I don't think that's a term, by the way. I think...
Well, if it's not, it should be.
It should be, because that... I mean, you ought to talk about attacks. We got somebody talking about war. That's an attack. Okay, if it's not that, if it's not a gastrointestinal attack, but you just really have to poop. Are you telling me you're capable of pooping in the car versus... What are you going to do?
No.
You're
going to
go in the car or no. You're going to pull off his side? Meanwhile, if Harvey's listening right now, he's about to sell the New York Times bestseller book. He's going to think, what dog and pony show am I joining? Which one are you doing?
Find out at 3 o'clock.
Linda's construction time check is 12:59. Time to see if your insulation is as good as it could be.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.